Foley.
Hi, Lonely.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Minister Renee. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hi, Lonely. You said you, thank you all for the heart. Lonely, you said you sent me voice messages. I didn't receive them. Where did you send the message to? Through my Facebook page?
Your private message.
A private message? Okay. I'm going to look at my private message as soon as I'm off the broadcast. Amen. Amen, amen. I don't think I got it. I don't know why I didn't receive it, but I'm going to go and check on there as soon as I'm off the broadcast, Lolia. Thank you.
Is that okay?
Amen. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. I am so blessed and honored on today because God is truly indeed good. Amen. So I just want to say praise the Lord, everybody. Just wanted to say praise the Lord, everybody. Is so excited. Woo-hoo! Let me tell you guys, how about my fifth anniversary concert. What am I talking about? I ain't having no singing concert. Okay, right, just one moment. I'm cracking up. I'm talking about fifth anniversary concert. No, my fifth anniversary to Hope Victorious, y'all. It has been five years. 5 years, you guys, on December 31st. But I am going to be having a live broadcast where you guys can come out. Stay tuned for more information. A flyer will go up on my Hope Victorious page and also on Instagram. It's going to be on December 28th at Asia Couture. And I'll have the directions for you to get this from 12 to 2. But I am having a live audience, you guys. Yes, yes, and yes.
Catherine said happy fifth.
Thank you, Evangelist Catherine. So I'm going to be having a live audience. So you guys got to get there. Were you able to share whatever's on your heart? It's just going to be so phenomenal for 12 to 2. And for those who live out of state, I'm not talking about New Jersey and Delaware. Amen. So I'm not talking about you, Minister Renee, because I know you will get behind a car and drive. So I'm talking about those who live out of state. I also have a call-in link. Also, you can go on Facebook Live for that half an hour to be a part of the broadcast. Yes, yes, on December 28th. So, and I'm super excited, y'all. I'm so excited. This will be my first live audience where you'll be able to be able to just get on the mic and just say what's on your heart. And God is just so good. So thank you all for just supporting Hope Victorious, because God is forever changing, and he just changed lives, and he has changed the lives of this broadcast. And I do bless you all, and God bless you. So on today, I just want to say congratulations to my nephew, Dylan Talaferro, and also for all the college graduates, for any type of school. What a great accomplishment. And also to our Minister Elaine Titus' son, we call him Scooter, but Keith Jr. Titus. Keith Titus graduated also from college. So I just want to say congratulations. So I am, like, super excited for all the graduations and people just excelling in life. So I bless God for you all. Amen and amen. So we're going to get started on today, because today we're going to be talking about when you don't fit in. When you don't fit in. Woo, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I tell you, I bless God because it's a, you know, I have to get my iPad over there, Mom. on the couch. Amen. I know my technician is like, wait a minute, okay? Don't be ordering me around. But, amen. Aw, she said, that's why I'm here. My mama's so sweet, y'all. She really is. Amen. So let me just pull those up who are dialed in. Just give me 1 second. So we're going to be coming from Luke chapter 2. So let me just see the ones who are dialed in. I see you guys. Amen. Let me just go in. So on today,
Wendy Blackwell.
Hi, Wendy. Wendy, thank you so much for coming out. Tell our Deb I said hello. Amen. So we're going to be talking about when you don't fit. When you don't fit. So let me just get into the broadcast for those who are dialed in. Amen. Hey, guys, I see you all. Yes. When you don't fit. When you don't fit. It's so amazing because I have often, within this past season and this past year, I will say, being a place where I feel like I don't fit. But you know what, y'all, fitting is good. Fitting is sometimes is not good. Like if you can't, well, what I'm trying to say is when you don't fit is good sometimes. Amen. And I'm not going to say sometimes, all the time, because how often do we tell our kids, if you don't fit in, you don't need to fit in. But in the course of my life within this year, I really felt, just to be transparent, I really felt like, you know, where I don't fit, you know. But God had to minister to me, because some places where God has you, you're not supposed to fit. Because if you fit, you're not doing what you won't be able to do what I called you to do, because you'll be so busy in the midst fitting in with other folks. And sometimes when you don't fit, it's okay. And it does not mean that you have to actually remove yourself from people, but don't try to fit in all the time. And sometimes it gets to a point where you feel like you're sitting all by yourself. That's a good thing, because I believe that when you don't fit in, God don't call you to fit in certain places and certain times, because when you fit in, you won't be able to be used by God how he wants to use you fully. And then another thing, sometimes he don't call you to fit in because you ain't supposed to fit in, because maybe that situation is not for you, or what have you, doing something totally out of your character. Amen. So don't always get upset when you don't fit in. I know for us being older, you know, we understand not fitting in, but how often we tell our kids because of peer pressure and because how they feel when they don't fit in to a crowd, they don't fit in where they go. Now, you can also, let me tell you, I have always felt like over my life where I don't fit in. I can go into a room and I'm like, oh my God, well, is there something on my head? You know what I'm saying? But it's just, I don't know. I just never fit in where I go. And guess what? I'm so okay with that, because I'm so okay with myself. But the blessing and not fitting in, the blessing of God using you, the blessing of you're not fitting into a crowd or a situation, or even at work, people go out and have lunch buddies and partners. I don't have no lunch buddies and partners, but guess what? Everybody loves me on the job. They love me, but doesn't mean that I have to go out and eat with them, you know, because sometimes I don't fit in that way, and it's nothing strange with them. It's just because you just don't fit in. Amen. So and I'm okay with that. And sometimes we get all mixed up in our emotions, our feelings, when we don't fit into certain places or people or things, and we think it's something wrong with us. And even they still say, hey, having full conversations with you, but you still don't fit into that situation. It's really okay. But you gotta be careful that you don't allow yourself to start making up stuff in your head because you don't fit in. Okay, well, you don't, then don't fit in. That doesn't mean that you're not welcoming or people don't want you around. You just sometimes don't fit in. Let me tell you, I rejoice all by myself not fitting in. And I had to get my children to a point where you sometimes you don't fit in. You don't fit in the dark place. because your light is shining. You don't fit in because God didn't call you to fit in, but you could still be you not fitting in. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to share that with you all on today about when you don't fit. So let's get into our text.
Okay,
hi, Nicole. Hi, Nikki. Hi, Sandy. So we're going to go on into the passage on today, which is Luke 2, and I'm going to begin at the seventh verse. Okay, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And in verse 8, and there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord, amen, I love it, shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good, hallelujah, news that will cause great joy for all the people. Hallelujah. Today, in the town of David, a Savior, hallelujah, has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. I so love it. Let me just read verse 7 again. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, a son. She wrapped him in clothes, placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. But verse 9 says, and there was shepherd living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior, amen, was born, has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. I read Luke chapter 2, verse 7 through verses 11. Amen. God, may God thank you, my blessing to the reading of his word. I so love it because if we back up some in the scripture, it said that when she gave birth because there was no room in the inn. It was no room available for her. And as I read in the history of it, she gave birth in a place where animals were. But sometimes in the midst of our dreams, in the midst of things that we go through in life, sometimes we get kind of messed up because of our atmosphere when we actually delivering different things, when we actually going through so many different things in life. But look what God have us. Amen. But the thing about the blessing was when there was no room where she wanted to deliver the baby, when there was no room where she thought she should have been delivered at a beautiful hospital, she had to deliver a baby somewhere that nobody would want it to go. Amen. But because she did not fit in to where God had it to go, God had something so great, which was the Messiah to be born. But what I love about that is that even though she gave birth to Jesus and he was born and she also wrapped him in swaddling clothes and also put him in a manger, as I read the history of a manger was used for feeding trolls, feeding animals from there. But I know that she cleaned it out. She made sure it was good. She put her baby in something comfortable, and that's where he laid. But the thing about it is that how often are we in situations where we feel like it's too dirty? We feel like we shouldn't be here. We feel like this is low-income housing, or we feel like we should be up on the hill somewhere. And God says, hey, I got you right there where I wanted you to be because I know what he's trying, what I'm trying to do in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. So don't discredit or discount where you are. Just know that God is moving in that situation. So it don't matter that they could not fit in a beautiful hotel to have baby Jesus. Guess what? They never stopped going. She never stopped moving. Why? Because I know she felt destiny on the inside of her, pushing for greatness. So she had to go where God wanted her to go. So to be encouraged on today, those who feel like they at a place and they not winning, this is your winning season. So it don't matter where you may think that you are in life, because God is going to move within you. Look how God moved within Mary and Joseph. Hallelujah. Do you know that was disheartening? Because they couldn't deliver where she wanted to deliver her baby yet. And the Jews were looking like, oh my gosh, we said the Messiah is going to be born. And they was kind of complex, because they was like, oh Lord, how come we gotta go where animals are? How come you're not in the hotel? Why? Because there was no room for her to go there. So when you don't fit, don't keep trying to push a place and push yourself in a place where you don't fit, because no, you don't belong there. So if you don't fit, you keep on moving. You keep working it out. And even though I know Joseph, my husband could have really said to them, look, my wife needs to be here. She needs to deliver this baby right here. But guess what? He went on to the next, because that's how you got to get to your next level, moving on to the next. So they moved on past that place where they was at, because, first of all, she couldn't hold it no more. I just know her water probably broke, but she could not hold it no more, so she had to deliver. But what I love about God is that he made sure that Jesus, when he came on this earth, he did great things. And even though back then mangers was put in a dark and dirty place, but guess what? Don't count Jesus out, because even though he was born in that dark and maybe dirty place, look where he is. Let me tell you something. His purpose was to come on this earth to save us from our own selves. Amen? So even though the work that he did, you may look at his lifestyle, but guess what? His lifestyle saved many lives, and Jesus is still saving a lot of lives. So don't look at where you are today, because look how powerful Jesus is. He is the Messiah. Yes, he is the Messiah. And sometimes we miss our blessings. Some of those folks missed their blessings because how they looked at Jesus. Oh, you a carpenter's boy. You know, how can he be the Savior of the world? So we miss out on blessings because of how we are and how we think our blessings should come and where they should come from. But they don't know that was their blessing. Even though Jesus was born in a manger, yes, he may have been wrapped in swaddling clothes. Yes, he may have been in a manger where animals have eaten from. But guess what? In that dark and dirty place that where Jesus was, his mission was so powerful. His mission was so great because he saved the whole world. Hallelujah, Jesus. And his legacy still goes on because he's still saving lives. So even though people may tell you was born in a project, people may tell you your mother and daddy wasn't nothing, but guess what? You are somebody. You are somebody. You are somebody. Don't allow folks to label you because of your parents or because of your relatives or because of where you are at today, so they count you out. And so even if you don't fit in that place where you at, you keep on moving. Mary and Joseph kept on moving even in that place where they was at, even when they didn't fit into a hotel because no one allowed them to come in, but they still kept moving, because you can't stay there if you want to go to the next level. You got to move out on some things, getting to the next level. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so powerful because, and then when the shepherds were out in the field watching over their flock, and the angel came to visit them, just to let them know, be not afraid, even though they were terrified. Be not afraid, he told them. Be not afraid. On this day, a Savior was born. That was their blessing, being out in the field. Because guess what? They wasn't in no hotel either. They was out in the field. So they got their blessing right where they were. Hallelujah. Yes, they may have been in the field with mud. Yes, they and what we don't want to give. But what if they wasn't pushed out? What if they forced themselves to be able to stay in that hotel to deliver baby Jesus? And what would have happened to the shepherds? Because the owner of the hotel could have said, well, there's no guests allowed here. Hallelujah. So everything is set up. So even though Jesus was out and where he was born, the shepherds was able to see him because they was out in the fields as well. Hallelujah. But look at that. God knows everything. The angels was in the angel went into the field. The angels, let me tell you something, just like Jesus in our life, he will go places that nobody else would go. He will visit you while you feel like you're down. He will visit you when you feel like everybody has counted you out. He will go places that nobody else would go for you because he loves you that much. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm happy that Jesus told you to open the forecast. So I found you and you helped me so much. That was lovely.
Oh, hi, Loli. Yes. Amen. Hi, Rita Lane. Amen, Loli. Loli says she's happy that God found me, that she found me to open up the broadcast.
Yes,
that Jesus told me to open up the broadcast. Yes. And that's how she found me and Loli and helped her. Loli is from Switzerland. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. I tell you, Loli, yes, God did tell me to open up this broadcast. And that's how we connected. That's a perfect example. Hallelujah. Of how, hallelujah, hallelujah, God. That when God has given you something to do, you don't know who's linked up in your blessing. Link up who needs help. Link up how God will use you. Amen. Amen. God is so awesome. So those the angels were able The angels went where probably nobody else wanted to go. But let me tell you something. God will visit you right where you are. He right where you are. And look where Jesus was born. Hallelujah. I love it because they say Jesus is so lowly, so humble. And that's how he calls us to be. Don't be so high and mighty when God bless you. Don't be so high and mighty you forget about everybody else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be so puffed up. My lines are open. If somebody want to press one, I'll take their call. Amen. We have 4 minutes left. Amen. Amen. God is so good. I'll take your calls. You press one, just making sure I don't have no calls on here. Y'all on here today. I missed 1 week, and y'all are like, yes, I'm going to flood you today. Amen. Amen. So if you press one, I'll take your call. God is so awesome, and he is so good, I tell you, because it's so amazing how Jesus worked and how much he loves us, because he will go places where nobody else will go. So on today, I tell you, if you don't fit, it's because you're not called to fit in. I got to a place where, Lord, when God shared with me, if I allow you to fit, you won't be used in the way I want you to be used. If I allow you to fit in. So certain places you can't fit in. So I don't call you to fit in. Hallelujah. So if those who are on this call feel like no matter what I do, I never fit in because God didn't call you to fit in. Be secure where God have you. Be secure how he made you. Be secure how just knowing that he's God and he made you just how you are and there's nothing strange about you. It's nothing ugly about you because God didn't make no junk. Amen. It's nothing weird about you. Amen. Nothing weird about you. You just ain't called to fit. Amen. But I wanted to say on today about Jesus and being born in the manger, the place where he was, and maybe some folk may have felt like where he was born, he should have been in a royal or a hotel, a royalty type of hotel. Well, he wasn't born there, amen? But he was born where God wanted him to be born. And look how he blessed the whole world, saved the whole world, saved us. If you confess with your sins, that you believe that he has raised his son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Because he's that kind of guy, and I love him. And what I love about his parents is that they kept pushing, and they kept moving, even when they felt like, Lord, I'm not being accepted. They didn't give up, because I know she felt greatness on the inside. That greatness was fire. That greatness was Jesus, so he can save the whole world. Hallelujah. So be blessed on today. Know that God is on your side. Know that you are victorious. Know that you are victorious. And keep holding on. And don't worry about not fitting in, because God didn't call you to fit in. And there's nothing weird about you. There's nothing crazy about you. You just don't fit in. But be secure in not fitting in. Mary and Joseph was okay. We don't fit in. We can't get in. That's fine. But I'm going to go forward. I'm going to move forward in the Lord. So be blessed on today. Know that God is on your side. I will resume back the 1st of January. Amen. The first Tuesday in January, I'll be back on. So you guys won't see me until, amen, my phone didn't broke. Not broke, but fell. You won't see me until the 1st of January, the first Tuesday in January. I'll post when I'll be back on. So you all have a wonderful holiday. And don't forget, I'm having a live show celebrating my 5-year anniversary, my 5th-year anniversary, and it's going to be on December the 28th. December the 28th. And I'll post it so you all can come out to my live broadcast. And the ones who are out of the state and out of the country, I will have a link for you so you'll be able to join in. So let us pray. Amen. God bless you all. But please come out, because I want you to be a part of my live broadcast. I want you to be a part of my celebration, because I am excited. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. Lift you up and give you the highest praise, my Lord God. I thank you for your son Jesus dying on the cross for my sins that I may have everlasting life. God, I thank you, God, for dying on the cross for all of our sins that we may have everlasting life, Father. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for the perseverance. Go before that person on today, Father, who feel like they don't fit in, God, and feel like they're all by themselves, Father. Let them know that you are with them. If God is for us, who could be against us? But, Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We celebrate him on today, Lord God. We celebrate the birth of Christ. We celebrate the Messiah. We celebrate on today. Hallelujah. We celebrate the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Go before Trustee Fields on today for my church losing her brother. Continue to touch her and her family in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for Sister Raji coming home. And we thank you for healing Minister Knox. We love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So go in peace, you all. Know that God is on your side. Yes, he is, Vicki. Yes, he is. Yes, yes. Amen. Thank you. And so God bless you all. So I see you all on December the 28th. It will be a live broadcast then from 1 to 1:30, but my celebration is from 12 to 2. So you all got to come out. So stay tuned for the flyer that will come out. It will be on my Facebook page and also my Instagram. So you got to come out and have a great time with me only from 12 to 2, you guys, on Saturday, December the 28th from 12 to 2. So I love you all. Come with your shoes on to party in Jesus' name and have a great time. So I love you all, and God bless you, and know that you are victorious. God bless. Bye.